the other one worked. I hope it recorded. I guess we'll see.
All right, let's get started.
All right.
I want to say something positive about my mother. I want to talk to you about some of the things my mother taught me. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning. My mother taught me about religion. You better pray that will come out of the carpet. My mother taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Yeah. My mother taught me logic. Because I said so, that's why. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. And that happens to be true, by the way. My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. My mother taught me about contortionism. Will you look at that dirt on the back of your neck? My mother taught me about weather. This room of yours looks as if a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. My mother taught me about justice. Justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. All right. At the very beginning, I talked about kind of a short summary version of the steps. Before I kind of look at those just briefly again, to see if they make more sense this time to you, let me give you another set of principles. We talked about the 19 principles that you've got on the handout. By the way, on the handouts, there's a lot of material there that we didn't get to. But it's a wealth of material that you can look at, study, pull from. The whole 11-step process that I use, you know, on that page, in the little print, there's a whole lot of stuff that might be useful for you to think about. I'm not suggesting anybody do all that stuff, but it is a process, a systematic, structured process that I use every day, every day, every day, every day, every day without fail. Yes?
Do you share that electronically for those who don't like papers?
I have to be careful about that because this is not OA literature, right? You are here at a very much like a seminar, and you know, those could be flip charts on the overhead in front of the room. So it's really not. So the next thing you do, if I put too much of that out there, it starts turning up, and then people put it on tables, and it's not that.
I understand. That's what I figured.
Yeah. You knew the answer, but you asked it anyway. Another set of principles. We talked about the 19, but here's some other basic principles from my perspective. There are other ways to look at the 12-step principles. For example, acceptance of my disease and my willpowerlessness over it. Right? Acceptance of the 12, 12, and 9 as a way to arrest the disease. The need to let go of trying to arrange and control things that are not controllable. The need for ongoing inventory and correction of flaws. The need to be absolutely honest with someone, another person, the sponsor. The need for forgiveness of self and others in order to heal and stay healed. The need to clean up our past and then our mistakes as we go. The need for prayer and meditation and trying to keep ourselves aligned with God's purpose for us as best we can see it today. The need to try to help others who share our disease. A shift in attitude from self-centered to spirit-centered and other-centered. That is, a mindset of love and service and all the permutations of those two words. And that's basically it. So if I look at the steps and you see what's underneath of these, what do I kind of have to keep in mind, that's what I get. out of those. And you could expand on that, but that's kind of just a set of another set of principles that you can talk about are underneath of the steps. So if we kind of look at these steps overall, I think we can say that steps 2, 3, and 11, 2, 3, and 11 move me from a self-centered, materialistic foundation to a spiritual foundation, spiritual awakening. They move me from a self-centered, materialistic foundation to a spiritual foundation, a new basis of living, a new foundation. 2, 3, and 11. 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10 are all about transformation of thought and attitude. Thought and attitude. 4, 5, 6, 7, and 10. Remember the quote I gave you from 143 of the big book? To get over the addiction, to get over this disease will require a transformation of thought and attitude. That's what those series of steps do. There's another quote in the big book I didn't give you on 551 that says it's impossible to practice these principles and still be, I'll change the word, and still be in our disease. It says not be sober. Impossible to practice these principles that we're talking about, these steps, these ideas, these ways of thinking, and be eating your brains out. Doesn't work. They're incompatible. Which gets me back to that question of, it does work, so if it's not working, what part are you choosing not to work? Because we know that it does work.
Can you just repeat one more time? 4, 5, 6, and 10 leave me.
4, 5, 6, 7, and 10 are about a transformation of thought and attitude. Which is a phrase out of the big book. Transformation of thought and attitude. Basic beliefs, how I look at life, etc. You know, we worked on them. Defects, shortcomings, dysfunctional ideas, whatever it is. Steps 8 and 9 are about cleaning up the past and taking full responsibility for who I've been and am. Taking full responsibility for who I was, what I did, and who I am. Step 12 is about helping others. And through practicing these principles in all our affairs, making the world a little bit better place for my grandsons. That's what it says for me. That's the practice of these principles. So it's about taking my little space in the world and keeping it really neat and orderly and clean and nice. That's about all I can do. I've got this little space that I inhabit. And in that space are my kids and my spouse and my grandkids and some of you. And that's about all that I can work on. All right. Willingness. Talk a little bit about willingness. And I believe there's a handout. Somebody got the page. Should be close to the back. Very close. 21. Okay. Next to the last page. You got slogans in there, by the way. I wanted to say something on affirmations, but we're really out of time. I'll just say on affirmations, I can literally change the charge in my body from negative to positive by saying affirmations. Just that simple. I suffer from depression. One of the first things that I do when I get into that funk is affirmations. It's actually the second thing I do. But it's an important. I can change how I feel by changing the sentences going through my head. So you've got some examples of affirmation that I use in there in the handout. So they're very, very valuable. And sometimes people think they're silly. But I'm just telling you, they work and they're part of my 11th step. They're part of my packing for the day. Because my 11th step in the morning is essentially packing for the day. My food plan, my activity plan, my spiritual plan. When I get out of that chair and I go forward, I'm ready to go. Instead of the way I sometimes get up in the morning, which is in abject terror, sadness, depression. Well, it's there. It's real. I deal with it. And of course, because of my back problems, when I get out of bed, sometimes I would look like about a 110-year-old man. I mean, I just barely walk. And then through the exercise, it comes back together. So in the same way that I take care of my body, I have to take care of my mind. I have to nourish my spirit. And one of the lists that I often ask sponsees to do, somewhere along the middle of the steps or later, is make a list of those things that nourish your soul. It's a very, very useful list. Make a list of the things that nourish your soul. Because from time to time, you'll need them. Know what they are. Carry them around. And from time to time, you know it. Like, you know, it nourishes my soul to go out there and walk in the woods. So just take a walk. It was raining this morning, so I didn't. But yesterday morning at 5:45 or whatever it was, I was out there walking the perimeter. And beautiful, beautiful, idyllic fields. That nourishes my soul. So a lot of different things nourish your soul. Poetry nourishes my soul. Music nourishes my soul. A good book. A good, honest, intimate conversation can nourish my soul. Being with you folks and listening to you folks can nourish my soul. So a lot of things. You should know some things that nourish your soul, and from time to time, do it. Do it. Do it. It will help you. All right. Short versions of the steps. Admit and accept that I'm beaten, that I want to stop and can't. Using my willpower and a sponsor's help and strength of the rooms, stop overeating. I've done it before. To get overeating, I have to stop overeating. Staying stopped is the purpose of the rest of the steps. Hopefully that means a little more to you today than it did Friday night. Step 2, about the gathering of hope. If they can do it, I can do it. Maybe I can. Step 3, surrender completely to a whole new set of ideas, the 12 steps, traditions, 9 tools, the slogans of the program, sign up for the course, decide to cooperate. Giving surrender in that perspective is not giving up, it's deciding to cooperate. The giving up part of surrender is the let God be God. Stop trying to run the world and just let God do his job, her job, its job. 4 and 5, start the action I signed up to do in step 3. Identify the faults, problems, etc. 6 and 7, let go of the faults, the bad thinking, dysfunctional ideas. Practice the new thinking and behaving. Practice the one day at a time, easy does it, first things first, live, let go, and let God. 8 and 9, stand up tall, hold my head high, take full responsibility for what I've done, say I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that again, then don't. A thorough 9th allows me to let go of yesterday and live in today. Free. Free. Free of the baggage. Free of the food. Free of the obsession. 10, keep doing all the things that got me here. Take my spiritual temperature every day. Ongoing, really. Keep things clean. Clean meaning do the amends, make things right as I go. 11, find God, listen to what he has to say, then do it. 12, live according to these principles. Tell those who want to hear it how I got my freedom. Pass it on. Pass it on. Service is not optional, it's the 12th step, as I've said 2 or 3 times. What's the quote? What's the line out of the big book? I think it's 99, not 99, 89. Mm-hmm. Service is the foundation stone of our recovery. Foundation stone of our recovery. And there's about 4 or 5 other really great quotes in there that I have on a piece of paper here I'm not going to try to find that say basically the same thing. Passing it on is the foundation of our recovery. Okay, let's talk a little bit about willingness, last subject. As I said, I think you've got a handout on this. Okay. Willingness. And this is again, this is just Don, but I kind of divide this into willingness in physical recovery, willingness in emotional, willingness in spiritual recovery. So you see some of the things I put down here. And this is Don's list. Okay. This is no OA, AA, GA, NA, whatever list. By the way, I mentioned this to somebody probably at breakfast this morning. Somebody brought this up. One of the great, really strokes of luck that I had at the very beginning of the program was that while I was in an OA, it wasn't an OA rehab, but it was a food disorder rehab, I had the opportunity of going to meetings in the community that were combined 12-step meetings of several fellowships. So the very first meeting, not the one in the downtown or motel I talked about, but the first time they sent me off-site to go to a meeting was a meeting that was AA, NA, GA, OA, and SA, sex, and gamblers. And it was the big book. And it became clear to me in a pretty short time that an addict is an addict is an addict is an addict. We may choose different substances, different behaviors, but an addict is an addict. And guess what? The solution is the same. It's the big book. In our case, it's to put down the food, alcohol, put down the alcohol, gambling, put down the betting, etc., and then work the steps. Same solution for all those addictions. That was very beneficial to me to understand that they're all the same. We're all the same. We're all addicts. And I can change this over here, but more than not, if I don't do the real work, it goes over here and I change chairs on the Titanic. And some of you in this room are people who have done that. You know, you may be from AA and you picked up the food. My first sponsor, Charlie, was 16 years sober and could not stop eating the damn cake. It was just the way it was. So he had to work his steps again and go through. So that was a fortunate thing. So, willingness. Willingness and physical. Why did I just lose the page? There we go. Willingness to accept that my disease is stronger than my willpower, to put structure into my eating, to plan my meals, be willing to commit them, to let go of problem foods, to put abstinence before everything, to say no to food activities and people not good for me, to ignore the craving, to give up my obsession with weight, to begin again when I make a mistake. Those are some of the things that come to my mind. Though there's a pamphlet in OA that says, before you take that first bite, if you read that and study it, boy, it really sounds a lot similar. But I didn't take it from there, but I came to the same conclusion, and there's the pamphlet out there. Willingness in emotional recovery, to give up what compulsive eating is doing for me. Oh my. You know, when I give it up, there's reality. Because that's what I was running away from in the first place with my emotional eating. So, remember one of those things I probably said someplace this weekend was divorcing my brain from my eating. That's what a plan of eating does. So when I do that, then there's the brain that has to face all that, whatever it is I was eating in the first place for. To face life as it is, without chemicals, to let go of trying to control, change, improve, or regulate anyone other than myself, to give up ideas that my mother taught me that don't work anymore. I realize I changed the words a little there. To change my opinions on what is right and wrong, how things should or should not be. That's pretty basic stuff, but I had to rethink some of that stuff. On what is good and what is bad. What do I value? What do I put high value on? And maybe that's really not the right thing. Like, I had high value on status and what you thought of me, right? On looking good, sounding good, blah, 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 blah. But, of course, it was all a phony thing. It was all a stage presence. To admit that my unaided brain doesn't always know what's best for me, that's a really nice way of saying I don't know shit. I can't trust my brain. Again, in the big book, it says we don't always know what's good for us. We really don't know what's good for us. We were talking, or I overheard conversations where we were talking about faulty intuition in the first group there, intuition being changed. What my intuition was when I came in is quite different than what it is after I go through this process. To ask directions, to let go of shortcomings, to put away the past, to admit wrongs and mistakes. To live in the now, to prepare myself for the future, to accept as best as my best as good enough today. To accept my best as good enough today. We beat ourselves up unmercifully. The whole expectation thing can work against us. We talk about not putting on other people, but we need to be careful. Nothing wrong with goals. We need goals. We need visions of where it is that we want to go. But, you know, we need to measure ourselves by we're making progress. Don't project out into the future of where I ought to be today. Forget imposing the shoulds and oughts on yourself. That can only be counterproductive. To accept my best is good enough, to be honest, to listen. Listening is not easy. Because So much of the time in our brains we're preparing what it is that we're going to say next, instead of truly listening. Group conscious process, which when it works is just a wonderful, wonderful process, but it's based on listening. It's not based upon planning how you're going to say this to try to get your way, your way, your way, self-centered. It's about listening carefully. And when all these ideas converge together, we almost always come out with something better than what we started with because we took diversity and blended it together. So group conscious process is a wonderful thing. All right, and in the interest of time, I won't go through the spiritual. All right. What I want to ask you to do is to, in place, over the next 5 minutes, write something down for me. Since getting well and staying well is about willingness and commitment, what I like to do near the close of these weekends is to talk a little bit about willingness, as I did, and then get people to individually write down one single action or behavioral thing that they need to do right now for their program, you need to do right now for your program or for your life, and then to share with the group what that is and to make the commitment to the group to do it now.
Is that today?
It's right this minute. It doesn't mean for day. It's whatever you think it is. Let me go ahead. It has to be realistic. It has to be doable. It has to be very specific. No bullshit. I'm going to work a better program. I'm going to be, you know, whatever it is. No generalized stuff. Something very, very specific. Some specific behavior or action. Right now. Not grandiose or general stuff like work a better program. So, for example, okay, achievable, doable, realistic. I'll give you three or four examples that people have done. For the next 30 days, I will plan my meals and commit them to my sponsor. Simple, doable, achievable, measurable. For the next 30 days, I will attend 3 meetings a week. Simple, measurable, attainable, unless you're in an area where there aren't 3 meetings. But these are examples. You know, maybe it's 2 meetings for you. Maybe it's whatever it is. Don't get hung up on my examples, but I'm just giving you very clear, specific examples. For the next 30 days, I will say nothing to my daughter about her clothes. Right? Look at your life and something that you know you need to do. It might be stop telling my husband, blah, 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 or whatever. For the next 30 days, I will take a 30-minute walk sometime during the day. So those are examples of very clear, specific, achievable, doable, not grandiose, not pie in the sky, not generalities, not platitudes. This sort of commitment exercise can sometimes break an emotional logjam that you have in your head. Change is hard. But it begins to flow once you break through, like that exercise. Once you start some exercise, it's not long before it's much easier and you want to continue. Once you start planning your meals, it's not long before it becomes second nature and you can see there are advantages of this and you want to keep doing it, etc. So starting is always the hardest part. Once I start something, momentum sets in and good things happen. All right, so just take the next 2 or 3 minutes, we're going to cut it short, and write down something that you're willing to do, something you want to do, whether it's a result of this weekend or whatever it is, but whatever is in your heart, something you know to just get going on. All right, everybody got something? All right, so what I'm asking you to do, if you're willing, is tell the group, make a commitment to this group of people, that many of whom you've become friends with, and have shared, I'm sure, some intimate stuff. And, you know, no matter who we are, where we come from, we're brothers and sisters here. We may be different in many ways, but we share a common problem and a common solution, to use that phrase. And so you are among friends. So if you are willing to make this realistic commitment to your friends, do it. And we'll just go around the room. I'll give the people in the front a break this time, and we'll start in the back. So just tell us briefly so everybody can hear what you are going to do, what you commit to the group that you are doing. And if you are willing, think about who in the group might be your friend that you might want to talk to you. Let's see, what's the proper word? Monitor your commitment.
Support,
thank you. That's it. Who in the group might support you through this 15-day, do whatever it is, right? In other words, I have had groups much smaller than this where it was me that followed up, but I can't follow up with all of you. So think about somebody that you're willing to ask. You don't have to tell me this or the group, but if there's anybody here that you're willing to ask and tell, maybe it's your sponsor, you know, I made a commitment there that I'm going to do X and X. Will you keep asking me about that? Okay. So just tell me what it is your commitment, what it is you're going to commit to the group to do. Start in this corner.
Oh, crap.
For 30 days.
Okay, I'm going to plan my meals, attend 3 meetings. Well, actually, I don't, I was going to weigh and measure my food, which I don't do.
Okay.
And do twice, at least twice a week, special time with my kid for 30 minutes. And try a HOW meeting with Carolyn and Deb.
All right. Good. But she did 3 things there. It's fine, but...
They're all different to me.
Right. You know, I'm only asking for one. If you want to, do more, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. I just, again, realistic. Don't paint yourself into a hole someplace. Let's just get something done. That's all good. Those are all good things. Thank you. Next.
I need to accept that I'm good enough as a mother, wife, friend, member of OA HOW, teacher, sponsor, child of God, here on earth, and that I'm truly loved unconditionally. I will read, reflect my written affirmations, and try daily to write a letter from God to me about how he feels about me being good enough.
Thank you.
Make 2 phone calls per day for the next 30 days. That's the one tool that I'm not working. And for the next 30 days, instead of my gratitude list, which I've done for over a year, I'm ready to change it to a positive affirmation list.
Okay, good.
For the next 30 days, I will not be critical of anyone, either out loud or in my thoughts. If I start to, I will reflect that everyone is a child of God. And as soon as I wrote this, I thought, does that include like Donald Trump?
No, it doesn't include him.
That's the one exception.
It includes everybody. It really does. It's a good discipline. You know, the just for today's affirmations, it's in there about not criticizing, not finding fault with anything or anybody, not trying to improve or regulate anybody except myself. It's a really good exercise.
I've started writing the 3-column food plan. I'm going to finish it.
Good.
And I'm going to ask, you know, and then ask for help with it. I know I need to weigh and measure carbs.
Okay, good.
I just wrote that I will write an honest list of my column A foods, column A thoughts, and column A behaviors.
Good. How soon?
Next 7 days.
All right. Good.
a daily prayer of gratitude for the next 30 days.
Thank you.
Well, I have a B food that's becoming an A food. And one day at a time for the next 30 days, I commit to give up a skinny caramel macchiato that is now becoming, instead of maybe once a day on the way to work, it's now becoming, okay, well, twice a day. I need one on the way home, too. So I commit that I'll move it to A and for the next 30 days.
Okay. Thank you.
I commit to finally using the writing tool to write about my mother so that it has a beginning and it has an end, and that I commit that I won't wait until the writing is done. I'll start today with the 14 days of the forgiveness prayer for her.
Thank you. 552.
I couldn't commit for 30 days.
That was just an example. You can commit for today if you want, whatever.
So I said I would, for the next 5 days, I will not assassinate anyone's character.
Mm-hmm. Not assassinate anyone's character.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. I've got, I will create a list of toxic food, behavior, and thoughts on a spreadsheet and send it to my sponsors and my therapist by 9 o'clock Saturday morning. I've made that commitment. And to pray for the willingness to avoid the A list every day for the next 30 days.
Good. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, well, I have a problem with picking up at night, and I am an absent, and it's a new absence. But so far, I've been white knuckling it, and feel the need, so I said for the next 25 days, I'll write affirmations in place of picking up in the middle of the night.
All right. Good, thanks. Where is it?
So,
okay. Is that a fire alarm? No, no. Maria?
I commit to meditate for the next 30 days for 10 minutes and to apply for a new teaching position.
Yeah.
Even though it is
going to
be very difficult.
I'm sorry, apply for a new?
To apply for a new teaching position. But it's difficult.
Yes. Thank you.
I shared with some people that I have been struggling with regard to the sugar. There is a past history, and I have a food plan that I can have sugar with my main meal. But my intuition and my prayers indicate that this is really dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I commit for the next 30 days that I will not eat refined sugar in addition to my three meals, plus one snack. Mm-hmm. And I also commit that for the next 30 days until 2015, I will replace this fear and anxiety and panic for the fourth affirmation here in our handout that says, I do not fear or worry about the future, but I prepare for it. I do my part and then I let go and I stop.
Thank you.
I came here to try to get inspiration to do my fourth step again. I did it 25 years ago. And what I did 25 years ago was not really authentic. I didn't clear up what I needed it to clear up. For the next 30 days, I will dedicate to my fourth step, 1 hour a day, to writing my grudge list, which is a big book term, and expand on my part and my responsibility.
Fourth column. Okay.
Okay. Meditate, plan my day, meal, blah, 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 for 5 minutes in the morning. Or more, but five. And at night, write for 5 minutes or more.
Okay, good. 5 and 5. Good. Over here, yes.
I plan on finding a sponsor and devote 30 minutes a day to begin working with
them. Okay. While you're on that, we have a list was circulated. Someplace up here on this table, there's a list of sponsors, right? And some people have also put their names up here who are willing to help somebody. Wherever you are in your program, whether it's starting or wherever. So you've got these people. Would these people just identify themselves? Where's Marjorie?
Right here.
Okay. Where's Barb?
Barb.
That's Barb. Okay.
Hand up.
Okay, there's Margie and Bob. Where's Jennifer? Where's Mary? Okay. Debbie? Great. And Diane. Okay. All those people have identified, plus you have a list over here with some information. So you know who these people
are. I was going to say, my name's I didn't have a chance to put my name on
there. Right. I know. We've got two lists going. This is just for illustration. Those of you who need a sponsor, talk to people after the meeting. Okay, let's continue.
For the next 30 days, I'll write my food plan out and commit it daily to my sponsor and follow up with her on how I did. And to just be honest with the group, my other commitment is when I go home, I will throw away the piece of cake that's waiting for me in my refrigerator.
For me, my issues are about self-care. So one thing is I'm going to go to bed by 10:30 p.m. at night so I can get a care for those of my family first by taking care of me. And I'm going to enroll in a fun Zumba dance class.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I started out with saying that I would, and this is something that I will do, but I got more specific with it, was that I wanted to look up my step four to pull out my list of character defects to start actually using them specifically in my step 11, step 10, 11, to ask for help with it throughout the day. But as I did that, there was one that immediately popped into my head, so I went ahead and I wanted to commit to that one, which is that in my amends for living, it has to do with acceptance and tolerance of my son, who what my desired behavior is to not try to control him with what I think he should be doing in terms of my expectations for where I want his life to go, but instead to offer help to him and ask him what he needs. Mm-hmm. So, from me, instead of, because I'm always, he's 17 and he's getting ready for college, and so I have my list, mm-hmm. which is very different from his. So, and I'm going to, and my commitment is to check in with my friend Sandy about that.
Good. Checking in with somebody else on this. Hard stuff. Been there, done that. And made a mistake. Yes.
For the next 30 days, I will not touch my children in anger. Mm.
Good.
I'm going to start working the 12 steps, which I've been putting off, and I'll do... I'll say one a month over the next year with my sponsor, and if we go faster, that'll be great too.
Okay.
I'm going to practice 301, three meals a day, nothing in between, one day at a time, mm-hmm. and especially not eating after dinner.
Okay, good.
I don't want to do either one of these things. Absolutely don't. And that's why I wrote them down.
Yeah.
And actually, I didn't write one of them, but I will in a minute. I'm going to let go of television and give it to God for 30 days. And I am going to commit my food ahead of time to my sponsor so that I, well, to someone, I don't have a sponsor, but to someone, so that I will start to cook again, something that I used to love to do but haven't done in 5 years, and in that process let go of frozen vegetarian dinners.
Okay. Right. Good. Just as an aside, I didn't mention this, a lot of things I didn't mention, but you remind me, remember that list about learning to discriminate and avoid blah, 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 things that trigger television. Yeah. Because I was a grazer and night eater, mm-hmm. and immediately after dinner I would turn on the TV and proceed to eat until midnight. The TV seemed to be inherently involved in that. I stopped watching television totally for about 6 months. And guess what? As a result of that, I broke the habit of television and almost never watch television today other than the news. 6 o'clock news in the morning, sometimes news at lunch while I'm having lunch, and that's it. Sometimes movies late at night when we're winding down from whatever, we say, well, it's 10 o'clock, we're not quite ready, and we flip on the TV and we see the end of some movie and then go to bed. And that's the extent of my television. It started all in the beginning. because I just took it out. It is no loss.
Can I just add to that, that one of the things that I found also is that the commercials on television, for commercial television, I found particularly difficult because there's so many that are appealing to eat.
Right. If that's something you need to let go of it. Nothing is forever. This is a one day at a time. Because you let go of it today does not mean you're going to let go of it for the next 50 years. Whatever works today, whatever gets you through the night, as the old country song says.
I have a friend, when I had a really bad television addiction, she said to me that she'd rather participate in life than watch it go by. Yeah. That just
really quickly. That's right. Yeah. Life is for living, not simply enduring. Mm-hmm. Where are we? Yes.
Within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to have a sponsor, since I don't have a sponsor. And I really like, you know, the 30 days, the toxic behaviors, foods and thoughts. So I want to do that as well.
Good. Over on the wall?
Today, before I turn on my car, I will call my sponsor and commit to her the food that I wrote down this morning.
All right. Good.
I have a couple of things. One, I'm going to take 15 minutes. I will go back between 10 and 15 minutes to exercise each day because I don't make time for that. And I'm going to take 10 minutes for quiet reflection and meditation and not just race through my reading and writing like homework before the class is about to start, which I have gotten in the habit of doing that. So it's more of a quick read and write something because it's your obligation and your commitment to your sponsor, and it's not a calming meditative thing. And I want to get that back to it. And then also just one thing that just kind of came up. I really need to follow up with a doctor appointment on some troubling symptoms I've had and have been ongoing. And actually during our meeting, it was like happening to me. And I'm afraid, and I also don't make it a priority because whenever things get too busy at work with my family, I'll say, oh, I don't have time for that. So I can't deal with it because I'm afraid of economic insecurity and not performing my job. I'm afraid of not being there for my family. So I've been pushing this off for kind of years now, and it just comes and goes, but it's been consistent, and I need to deal with it, and I'm afraid of it about it, but I'm going to do it, and I committed to Kathy that I'm going to keep the rescheduled appointment.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I will be more consistent with my 3 hookups each day and reach out to new people while doing them.
Super, good. Yes.
One action behavioral thing.
Just one.
That's it.
I see a long list there in front of you. Just one.
No. Go through my character defects and write one specific action or defect. So I go, God knows, really want them listed. And the example mentioned here is about fear. And we have continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. So I will ask God at once to remove them.
Good. Thanks, Kathy.
Yes. For the next 30 days, I will be off refined sugar and flour. Check in with my sponsor.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to finish my 4th step this weekend so I can meet with my sponsor next weekend to give her my 5th step.
Okay. Great.
I'm going to honor my food plan, ignore cravings and faulty hunger signals. Have 20 minutes of quiet exercise, preferably outdoors each day.
Yep, thank you. Betty?
For the next 30 days, I'll seek to be alert to how to be a better partner. In particular, when I'm home at my partner's bedtime, I'll go up to lovingly say goodnight.
Okay. Thank you, Betty.
I have two. First is I need to do some memorizing of the steps, of the traditions, of some slogans. I'm going to do that. And the other one is I'm going to start kayaking again. I used to, and then I had a really bad back injury because of over-exercising. And I've been very scared to really get into exercise, and even playful exercise that I miss. And so I'm just committing that I'm going to give it to my higher power every day to do it in a healthy, good, positive way and enjoy it.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
I'm willing to walk 15 minutes every day for the next 7 days.
All right. Good.
I commit to being abstinent until July 1st because that will complete my first 90 days.
All right. Good. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you keep moving around. The last time I saw you, you were over there. You're not going to get out of this by moving around. Go ahead.
Trying to be tricky.
Well, and
I wrote what I was going to do three times.
Tell us.
I'm going to pray for Harvey using the resentment prayer from page 552 of the big book and not say anything mean to him verbally for 30 days.
Ex-husband.
It's my son's father.
All right, thank you.
For the next 30 days, I will use my new 10th step journal every morning and evening.
10th step journal. Okay, good.
I have three, but the one that I'll say out loud is I'm going to do my A, B, and C list, and I'm having lunch with my sponsor on Wednesday, and I'm going to be honest with her about things that I need to move to the A list.
All right, good.
I'm going to, for the next, I'll change it to 30 days. I'm going to, hopefully it'll get to that anyhow, start my day before I leave for work with at least 5 affirmations, including myself in that list.
Okay. Good, thanks.
Well, I will notice and share with my wife what she is doing right, and I will ask my sponsor to check in with me once in a while.
Everybody hear that? What she is doing right.
Okay.
For how long?
This is a perfect example of forming new habits. Once you start doing this, eventually it becomes a habit. And more often than not, you're on the positive side rather than the complaining side. Right? It's a perfect example of forming a new habit. Yes?
Okay. I'm going to talk with my sponsor that I haven't been doing the 5 and 10 minute prayer and meditation time each day. And I'm going to do it for the next 7 days. And she wanted me to find a third prayer, but I think at this point I'll just ask for her third prayer to get me a third prayer until I get inspiration about another third prayer.
Right. By the way, it just brings up one of the handouts, as you've seen if you've looked at all the handouts, is all the little prayers from the big book. Big book is full of little things that turned into prayers, so I put a whole bunch of those together on one page. So a lot of good stuff in there to look at. And last but not least,
for the next 21 days, I will keep in daily text or phone contact with my new, met this weekend, 10th, 11th step inventory buddy in order to form a structured daily routine.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, folks, it's 9 minutes till 12. And we are basically finished. I just want to say thank you for the invite. And use what you've seen here, what you've learned here. And if you walk away with nothing, walk away with the idea that in these steps and traditions, we didn't talk about the traditions other than briefly, and in the slogans are the answers. There are answers to life stuff. So look to the steps for guidance with whatever is troubling you. Ask yourself, what step, tradition, or slogan applies? This is all about a way of living, a way of thinking. We have just touched the surface here. We have just gone, you know, at 10,000 feet in some cases through this whole process. But hopefully you've got a glimpse of the wisdom and the knowledge and the power that is in these things. So now your job is to dig deeper. Do what you need to do. Hopefully, if you haven't already done that, go there. There's great power there. The wisdom is there. Obviously, we could make this a week-long deal, right? Oh, right? Easily, and just spend a lot of time on these. But that's not the purpose of the weekend. The purpose of the weekend is to get you to, hopefully, let's see. This was the purposes I said that I wanted to do. Let's see how many of these maybe we've done. Implant the phrase, trust the process, into their brains. Did I do that? Yeah. Did you get that, trust the process? My three-column approach to defining plan of eating. Yeah. Several of you have mentioned that. Understanding the nature of the disease and the addiction.
Yes.
Remember the chart. Simplifying the steps. Hopefully you have a better understanding. Understanding the process, understanding spiritual awakening. We didn't spend a lot of time on that, but hopefully you began to see that spiritual awakening is about change. It's about being more connected. You've been more connected with each other here this weekend. our part in step 6 and 7, practicing the new thinking and new behavior until it becomes habitual. That's the co-creation, and it sounds like pretty much I have delivered that message. Taking responsibility for yourself, no more victim. Hopefully you've gotten that. Understanding that nothing happens without action, action, action. We act our way into right thinking. Understanding that recovery is not permanent. We must continue to do what brought us recovery in the first place. Showing what I do to keep the obsession lifted. And I sometimes on Sunday morning I just go through what I do specifically, but you've heard pieces and parts of that. I will just say, I work it every day. I call it the daily disciplines, and it's that morning reading, praying, writing, planning, etc. Packing for the day, every day, every day, every day, and every day. And then I try to live by the principles of the program as I go through the day, and I follow if I'm faced with an indecision, what does the big book tell me to do, etc. And what does the big book tell me to do at night? Guess what? I don't do what the big book tells me to do at night. I'm too tired to take that inventory. I ask those questions at other times of the day or in the morning, so I don't follow that. So that's what I do to keep the obsession lifted. All right, our time has run out, so I'm going to turn the meeting back over to Maria for the...